Yes. Let's get it. We done made it through a full week. Yes, how y'all doing today? How y'all doing? I woke up actually feeling pretty damn good today. I ain't gonna lie. Yesterday, I was pretty damn state fucking razzed. You know, now that it's getting close to the Christmas holiday, there's been a lot of attitude going on. A lot of angry people. And this is something that I just need to touch base on. I'm sick of the piss poor attitudes. You know, if you're feeling some type of way and you're feeling fucking meh, yeah, meh, M-E-H. Go sit your ass down somewhere. Ain't nothing worse than a bad goddamn attitude of you trying to throw goddamn salt in the goddamn program. You know, salty people are the worst goddamn people to be around. Or the undercover motherfucker that want to spread goddamn shit storms and make you feel the way they goddamn feeling. Go sit your ass in a corner somewhere and get your shit figured out. I know this 2018 has just been the worst year as far as people taking accountability and responsibility for their actions or the way that they're feeling. You know, everyone is not going to be 100%. Let me repeat that one more time. Everyone is not always going to be 100%. I get it. I understand. We are all under pressure. There are things that are happening in every individual's life. Okay? It's life. Deal with it. I deal with people that have fucking anxiety issues every day. I deal with people that, you know, expect people to believe their baby back bullshit. I deal with calls with nothing but lies, excuses. I wasn't around. I don't understand why this is happening to me. You know, we have to take accountability for things that are going on. Everyone has issues that they are dealing with, but you cannot expect someone else to know how you are feeling on a daily basis without you spreading ignorance, stupidity, just chaos. You know, it's one of these errors or these times in life where people feel fucking entitled or as though they're the only one that is feeling that type of way. I get angry. But when I do or I feel some type of way, I remove myself or I think of something that would get me in a happy space or I find something that is going to take my mind or alleviate the stress within itself. You know, whether that's in the form of A, removing myself, B, just disregarding the individual that I feel is giving me that negative energy or vibe, See? Just doing my own damn thing. Whether it's going for a walk, reading a book, taking a ride. You know, create a happy fucking space. These people nowadays are so stress-filled and angry and feel as though everyone around them is just ignorant-ass people. Excuse my language, you guys, but oh, I get so goddamn pissed off. It just makes my goddamn peacock feathers just flare the fuck up, you know? And, you know, for all of the individuals, you know, that feel as though their shit don't stink, okay? Nobody's shit smells like roses. Nobody fucking has their whole insides to where they are smelling so peachy fucking clean or so summer's eve fresh. You show me a motherfucker that got their shit like that. Good goddamn. I swear for God. I'll tell you one goddamn thing. I'll put them on a goddamn pedestal. But as of right now, you can't tell me that your shit is just that great smelling. You know, and it's irritating. At times I do. I do get razzed. And I'm going to tell you why. When you work in customer service, that is one of the hardest fields. You, as a business owner, I understand, would love to give people great quality service. But there is so much bad attitude in people that just feel as though they're heaven sent and they don't make mistakes. And we all understand everyone makes mistakes. No one is perfect. But to keep making excuses, and because you're not hearing the type of shit that you would like to hear. And, you know, oh, I was out of town for a month and I couldn't pay it. So, you know, I don't feel as though I owe you anything. What the fuck are you talking about? What exactly are you talking about? When you occupy someone's space, time, you do these things and you have no thought process behind them, who in the fuck do you think is responsible for your actions but your damn self? I you know, it's like they are not in tune or in touch with reality. It kills me. It amazes me how individuals will place fault on everybody but their damn selves. It's a disgusting feeling. You know, you try to talk to people. I don't like the way you're talking to me. Bitch, then keep it fucking moving. Get your motherfucking funky ass out of my motherfucking face. Yes, out of my goddamn face. Shit. I don't like the way you talking to me. But I ain't gonna sit there and bust you to the white meat. Some people make you wanna bust their goddamn head wide open. Or punch them in the face or fucking do some WWF moves on they bitch asses. But you have to have some type of control. You know, it's nothing worse than an angry individual. I'm going to give you an example. I was driving behind this asshole yesterday. And for some particular reason, I don't know what I might have done. Who knows? I could have been playing with the radio or smoking a damn cigarette. And when you put the cigarette out and you let it fly out the window, but you want to make sure that it don't ricochet back in the wheels, because of course you don't want to start a goddamn vehicle fire. Hell to the motherfucking no. So, you know, I might have juked the wheel or whatever, and some goddamn road-raged asshole comes up riding my damn bumper. Oh, nothing gets under my skin in the worst way. When you fucking ride up on top of me, goddamn it. Ooh, you motherfuckers better be lucky. I don't feel like putting my goddamn car in the goddamn shop or making a risk of having to put in a goddamn claim and pay my goddamn deductible, because I would have your ass up in a motherfucking tree somewhere. I swear I would put them goddamn brakes on so quick and have your goddamn ass swinging, motherfucker. So he comes up behind me and I stick up my middle finger like, fuck you, get the fuck on, bro. And this son of a bitch, yes, I said it, and I said it incorrectly, son of a bitch, bitch ass nigga, excuse my language, y'all, and it's no pun intended, but this shit got me state razz, man. I got fire coming out my ass. Now this motherfucker wants to stop playing goddamn vehicle games and shit. So I pulled the fuck over and I sat there and I said to myself, do you really, really, really want to engage with this motherfucker? Because if you end up getting out of this goddamn car, somebody going to call 911. I don't care if it's for a motherfucking ambulance or a goddamn popo, because I ain't scared of not a near one of them motherfuckers. You heard me. Not a near another nigga. I ain't scared of him. I sure ain't. And he wanted to argue, and I just said, you know what? Get the fuck on. Get your bitch ass, your baby back bitch ass away from me. You know, but in a way, I really didn't want to say nothing, because I could have been the next motherfucker. You know, all he would have had to have was one pistol in that motherfucker. But I'll tell you one goddamn thing, if he pulled it, he better make sure that a bitch ain't got a limp or nothing. Because if it ain't nothing that takes me out right away, motherfucker, when you pull, you better be ready to shoot. As Maxine Waters say, you better be ready to shoot to kill, motherfucker. Because you let me get up, it ain't, I'm telling you, somebody about to be toddy for the party. But with that being said, we need people to really just slow down. Think twice. Stop being so angry at the world. Stop feeling as though it's situations that you cannot overcome or that may in fact be something that you can deal with without forcing or not so much forcing, without spreading your negativity upon them. Sorry that you need to be a Debbie Downer. Sorry that you need to feel as though everything is personally being an attack against you. You know, this new generation has been titty fed for so fucking long. You know, you can tell the people in which have been overtly nurtured. Cut the fucking umbilical cord from your mom and your dad and put on your big people panties and goddamn boxer shorts. Stop expecting everything to go your way and that things are going to happen because you're feeling some type of way. Because, you know, it really sucks when the other person has to be in that, I'll say, fog that you're in. That is exactly why I don't go on Facebook anymore. It's literally draining to be around negative energy and negativity within itself. Food for thought. Make every day a happy day. Try to make every day a happy day. No matter what you're going through, know that it's only temporary. This isn't something that's going to ultimately linger over you like a black cloud, unless if you keep allowing that to take place. If you're feeling some type of way, find an alternative way. Don't just go and make yourself and force the issue of being around other people. That shit is contagious. It's like a bad disease. Nobody wants that shit to be in their inner circle. And if you have anybody that's around you that is always like that, my suggestion would be to get the fuck away from them. It's toxic. You don't want to find yourself one day with that shit spilling over on you, especially when it's not in your nature or it's just not one of your characteristics. Don't inherit someone's negative vibes. And with that being said, this is just to spread some light. And make it where you don't have to feel as though you're the only one that's going through stresses and pressures. No, it's human. It's gonna happen. The inevitable is going to happen. You're going to have bad days. Find other ways of becoming stress-free. Because you're going to kill yourself with stress, anxiety, fear, negativity. Be a better person. I'm out.